Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today, we've got an episode of Penny for Your Thoughts. On episodes like these, I'm going to go over some unique and interesting cards that fit a certain category or theme. And then I want to hear your picks for some ones that I might have missed. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I'm going to be taking you through some janky and awesome green sorceries. Now, when I say janky, it's kind of hard to exactly define. I think I mentioned this on the show a couple of times now, but basically a janky card is, it's kind of one of those cards, you know it when you see it, you know, it basically, you know, it's like a card that, you know, it doesn't seem like overly powerful when you first look at it, or does something that's really kind of weird. It does something in a unique way that, you know, you just have to like read it a couple times and be like, okay, wait, why would anyone use this? Or something just on its face, it seems bad, but in a couple of decks, it could actually be kind of like the golden pig or the star of that deck. So yeah, let's go through my list. You know, there's plenty of them out there, plenty of janky cards out there that are great. And yeah, I picked eight right now. So let's go through those one at a time and talk about maybe what makes them janky, what makes them awesome, and maybe what decks they could be used in. So Animal Magnetism is my first one. It's a sorcery for four in a green. It says, reveal the top five cards of your library. An opponent chooses a creature card from among them. Put that card into play and the rest in your graveyard. So, revealing the top five cards of your library, this is kind of like getting like a random creature off the top, potentially, you know, for free. I mean, you're paying five mana, which is a decent amount. You know, obviously, if you know you're getting a Land of War Elves off of this, that's not great because, you know, you're getting, you know, you're paying five mana to get a, you know, a one mana 1/1 into play, which is not the best. But, you know, if you get, you know, a huge creature off the top, this can be game-changing. You know, you get, like, let's say a Blightsteel Colossus or something, or, like, a giant Eldrazi into play for free. You know, that could be game-ending, you know, potentially. And, you know, for five mana, you know, essentially, kind of this is, like, a... it's a way, you know, to... this spell kind of looks less threatening, potentially, than it is. You know, if, you know, your opponents might not counter this, they would have countered the creature that you would have gotten, but they can't. You know, you're just putting that card directly into play. So yeah, you're basically saying, okay, five mana, you know, it's either like a, you know, spin the wheel, which is kind of like a janky thing. You know, you're getting creatures off the top. You know, obviously, if you're in a deck that has, you know, more, you know, a lot of kind of high converted mana cost creatures, maybe like in a Goreclaw deck or whatnot, where you've got a bunch of, you know, higher costed powerful creatures or whatnot, you know, something like that, or Mael deck or whatnot, you can get a good value card off of this more times than not. Or if you've got a deck that can manipulate the top card of your library, that could be a way to do it as well. But yeah, just kind of like a fun, you know, spin the wheel kind of card and be like, hey, you know, I'll get what I get. And, you know, sometimes you might whiff and sometimes you might get a game ending card. One that's somewhat similar that actually kind of takes this like a step further, but also kind of a step back, is Dubious Challenge. It's a sorcery that costs three and a green. It says, look at the top 10 cards of your library. Exile two creature cards from among them, then shuffle your library. Target opponent may choose one of the exiled cards and put it onto the battlefield under their control. Put the rest onto the battlefield under your control. So basically, this is like, Animal Magnetism was top five. This is top 10. So let's double the amount. You know, it costs one mana less. The difference is that your opponent gets to choose one of your creatures first. You know, you pick two creatures out of your top 10. Your opponent is probably going to choose the better one first, and then you get the other one. Now, the thing about, you know, this in like a one-on-one scenario, not going to be great, you know, but in a game of commander, you've got, you know, you can use this as a political kind of card. You know, you're basically, you know, you're saying, okay, you get to look at the cards first. You get to select those creatures first, and then you get to select the opponent. So basically you can say, okay, I can pick and choose which these cards are. I can say, okay, you know what? You're in last place right now. Essentially, you know, you're kind of behind. I will help you out. All right. I will give you, you know, one of these two creature cards. You know, if you could pick this one or that one, you can make a kind of a political deal behind it. You know, okay, like you can't attack me ever with this, you know, but you get a creature for free. Many players are going to take that versus, you know, one of your other opponents getting that creature for free or whatnot. Or maybe you've got a bunch of creatures that have some ETBs. Maybe you've got like a Reclamation Sage, you know, and say like, hey, I'll give you the Reclamation Sage so you can destroy whatever artifact or enchantment you want. So yeah, you can basically kind of make, you know, again, some deals with this. You know, both of you can kind of end up with, you know, some pretty big creatures off the top of your library, depending on the deck that you have. You know, and then basically kind of, you know, take down that player that might be in the lead or whatnot. You know, you can kind of use this as a tool to help, you know, the entire table, except for, you know, that one player that's in the lead. You know, so for four mana, getting two giant creatures into play, one that's, you know, yours and one that, you know, helps an opponent out potentially that, you know, could also help you out, can be huge. Genesis Storm. Genesis Storm is a sorcery for four green. It says, when you cast this spell, copied for each time you've cast your commander from the commands on this game, reveal cards in the top of your library until you reveal a non-land permanent card. You may put this card or that card into the battlefield, then put all cards revealed this way that weren't put onto the battlefield on the bottom of your library in a random order. So this one's somewhat similar again. I guess some of these janky kind of cards I'm bringing up are ones that are, you know, get creatures or things off the top, essentially. This one gets you a non-land permanent off the top. So, you know, it could be a, you know, planeswalker, creature, artifact, enchantment, whatnot. And so this one is kind of, it's unique because, it has that kind of copy effect. You know, if you cast your commander multiple times, maybe you've got like a Riss the Redeemed or whatnot, and it only costs one mana, and then basically you can keep casting that commander so you can get this kind of to hit multiple times. Or maybe you just have a commander that, you know, or maybe you just need to cast this kind of once and get the exact card that you need. You could kind of build like a janky deck, you know, where you just have something like, you know, let's say like Omniscience in your deck and like no other non-land permanents or whatnot. And then you just kind of cast this and you get your Omniscience out for free, essentially, you know, no matter what. But yeah, I think there's some really weird kind of fun ways that you can kind of utilize this where, again, it is a kind of spin the wheel card. You know, you could hit just something that's not great at all. Again, like a Land of Werewolves, no offense, Land of Werewolves. But, you know, you could just hit, you know, something small, or you could get a couple of big things, depending on, again, on how many times this is copied, you know, and basically, again, you know, what you're hitting off the top. If you've got ways to set the top of your library, again, that can really help with this, too. Next up, one that I think is kind of like a janky, underrated-ish card is going to be Uncage the Menagerie. It's a source that costs X green. It says, search your library up to X creature cards with different names that each have converted mana cost X. Reveal them, put them in your hand, and shuffle your library. I think this one, just because of the kind of nature of this card seeming to be very specific, and like, it's not, you know, a strictly, you know, search for this creature or whatnot, search for these amount of creatures or whatnot. Because of that, like, it kind of gets a little less respect than it should be getting. Basically, you know, it is kind of janky. You know, you're like, okay, I have to search only for creatures with converted mana cost of this converted mana cost in my deck. But, you know, if you're paying three, you get a... Sorry, if you're paying three mana total, you pay one to the X, you're getting, you know, one creature with a converted mana cost of one. Maybe it's something that's key and crucial to your deck. Three mana to tutor up one creature is a pretty good deal. You know, two mana to that X, it's four mana in total. You get two creatures with converted mana cost of two, three, and three, and so on and so forth. You know, you're going to be able to have, you know, for most decks that are creature-based, you know, a decent amount of creatures at each kind of converted mana cost that you are wanting to get into your hand. You know, maybe you've got a couple of kind of utility creatures at, you know, that X equals three, essentially, you know, so you can get, you know, your Reclamation Sage to destroy something, you can get something else. Maybe you've got like, you know, a card draw engine in there or creature that has a card draw engine on it, essentially. But yeah, it depends on what you need, essentially, for the situation that you're in. Again, that each having a different name doesn't matter in Commander, you know, they're all going to have different names. But yeah, I think this card is kind of, you know, janky because of its kind of unique way to search for creatures. And, you know, I think you have to kind of, I think many people kind of ignore it just because of the, oh, it's too specific. Like, I'm not going to be able to get the creatures I want. But I think at one, two, three mana in most creature-based decks, you're going to be able to, you know, find the right creature for the situation that you're in. So, and four mana, too. And five. We'll just keep going. So next up, we've got a different card with Predatory Focus. It's a sorcery for three green. It says you may have creatures you control deal with their combat damage to defending player this turn as though they weren't blocked. So there are plenty of kind of, you know, game finishing, you know, sorceries in green, you know, that say like, you know, I'm going to pump my creatures this much or whatnot, give them trample, try to get them through, or, you know, there's plenty of ways in green to try to finish out the game. I think this is one that might be a little underlooked. It is kind of janky, you know, it just says, you know, hey, yeah, I'm not making my creatures any bigger. I'm not, you know, giving them evasion or trample away to get them through. I'm just going to smash them at people. And I'm not going to take out their creatures. Instead, I'm just going to take out the players. So, yeah, you can basically say you think you've got, you know, this, you know, great defensive strategy. You've got, you know, all of your creatures out ready to block. That doesn't matter. It's basically like your creatures have, you know, basically, you know, zero toughness and mine have trample because they're coming through. So this is kind of like a good finisher, I think, that can kind of surprise your opponents out of nowhere. You know, obviously there are better finishers out there, but I do think that this one is kind of janky. It can kind of come out of left field and really surprise your opponents. So this next one is, okay, this one might be the most janky out of all the cards in this list, and I do think that there are decks that could use it. Let me jump to the card first, and then we'll talk about those decks. I Should take this one step at a time. Forgotten Lore is a sorcery for a green. Does target opponent choose a card in your graveyard? You may pay green. If you do, repeat this process, except that opponent can't choose a card already chosen for Forgotten Lore. Then put the last chosen card into your hand. So this is a, you know, a kind of reclaim type of effect in green, which green's got ways to, you know, return cards to hand. Typically, it's going to cost two or more to return a singular card to your hand, and any card to your hand. This one can, you know, at its base level cost one, you know, which is fantastic. But it can obviously cost you more depending on, you know, the situation that you're in. Basically, I think that this can actually be a very, you know, political card in a one-on-one, you know, circumstance. Your opponent's not going to choose a card that's beneficial to you. But, you know, in a multiplayer circumstance, you know, potentially, you know, if one player is ahead again, you cast this and you say, okay, player that's behind, you know, you're behind with me. You know, can you give me this card back so I can help try to take down another player again? Maybe that's, you know, a naturalize or something to get rid of, you know, another player's enchantment or artifact or whatnot that might be in the lead. Or maybe it's a board wipe or whatnot. But yeah, just kind of like a, you can use this as a political tool to get some good favor, you know, from another player to say, hey, you know, could you just please pick this card so, you know, I can help us both out kind of thing. Again, obviously in green, if you need to, you could just keep paying that green to get the card that you want. Or if you've got ways to exile other cards from your graveyard or just have specific card, get to a specific card in your graveyard, you can do that, you know, kind of like a Tasker style deck, you know, where you're, you know, milling cards, but you're also kind of delving to get cards out of your graveyard to get the right cards back. But yeah, so essentially this one, I think, can be a pretty unique, it's not going to be, you know, game ending or game breaking card, but it can be a pretty fun kind of political tool to use in the right deck. But now let's move on to another pretty old card, and I'm going to read the Oracle text in this one because, again, yeah, that's just easier than reading the old text. It's Stunted Growth. It's a sorcery that costs three green greens. The target player chooses three cards in their hand and puts them on top of their library in any order. This is a pretty, I mean, it's a janky card. It's one that I think breaks the color pie as well. But yeah, it's something you typically don't see really in green where, you know, you're like, okay, hey, yeah, let's just mess with your hand a little bit. That's something you more so see on a black card, you know, being able to make someone discard, being able to make someone, you know, kind of hand interaction is not something that you typically see in green. So yeah, kind of, you're like basically kind of like fate sealing someone in a way. You know, if someone's only got three cards in your hand, you're like, hey, yeah, let's take those cards and they're not in your hand anymore. They're on top of your library, and now you're just drawing into kind of, they could be dead cards, they could be cards that the player doesn't really want, they're looking to get other things, but now you have to draw through those cards first. So yeah, it's something that is very interesting, can come out of nowhere. Might not be all that powerful, but definitely not something that you're ever going to see in green, and you know, it could take opponents by surprise, you know, when you're like, hey, yeah, you think you're in a good position right now, but let's slow things down for a bit for you. You know, we're going to fate seal you for three, essentially. So yeah, it's definitely an interesting and unique card. Next up, and the final card, is going to be Hypergenesis. It's a sorcery that costs nothing. It's green, and it has to spend three for one green. It says, starting with you, each player may put an artifact, creature, enchantment, or land card from their hand into play. Repeat this process until no one puts a card into play. This one actually could work really well with Stunted Growth, I guess. But this one is kind of just interesting. It's kind of a, obviously, there are plenty of ways that you could abuse this if you've got ways to kind of cast, you know, a card from your hand for free without paying its mana cost or whatnot. There is ways that you can kind of cast these, you know, zero cost kind of spells without actually, you know, suspending them or whatnot. Or if you suspend them, there's ways to remove those counters as well. But yeah, I mean, on its face, this can just be a, hey, kind of like a Braids deck where you're just like, okay, like everyone, let's just start putting things into play, you know. Essentially, you know, if you've got, you know, that big kind of, you know, Eldrazi or Blightsteel Colossus kind of creatures, you're obviously going to be able to get kind of like the most value out of this. It does start with you kind of first. So it's just an interesting kind of unique janky card that, you know, definitely could, you know, be bad for you in some situations where you're like, yeah, this will be great in three turns. You'll suspend it. And then three turns later, you're like, oh no, that player is definitely going to win now because I cast this and they've got this and that in their hand that they're going to get out. Or whatnot. So it could be a very kind of like fun play, you know, for everyone to kind of see. It's definitely janky, could be extremely powerful, you know, it could be, you know, abused in the right deck. But yeah, I think it's definitely a good candidate for a janky and awesome card. So yeah, that's all I've got for today. So why don't you let me know in the comments below what your favorite janky and awesome card is out of these, or what janky and awesome card did I not mention in green that's your favorite that you know, might not have mentioned. So yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.